I want to sing one little song before we go. The Lord has brought back to me. I heard years ago. It's kind of about the church. It kind of has a little Jewish flavor. And it's not a put down. It's God is reaching out. It goes like this. I am shaking the heavens, shaking the earth. I am visiting my people. I'm shaking my church. You have come to Zion, city of the living God. Saints and angels praise Him, heavenly Jerusalem. I am shaking the heavens, shaking the earth. I am visiting my people. I'm shaking my church. You have come to Jesus, who shakes the earth anew. He says, open your heart. I am speaking to you. I am shaking the heavens, shaking the earth. I am visiting my people. I'm shaking my church. Praise the Lord. He said he's going to start the house of God, and then he's going to move out. And so he is preparing us. We are like Green Beret. We're like Navy SEALs. We're like Rangers. He's preparing us for battle. And there's going to be people coming to you. And if you know John 3:16, there was a prophecy here lately, there'll be 200 for each one of you. Wow. What are you going to do with all that knowledge? Just bring him to Jesus. He's plenty smart. He ain't short on anything. Just bring him to him, and he'll start working him over. Don't you try and be the potter. Jesus is the potter. Just bring him in and say, if you do nothing else, just say, there's Jesus. Just gather him in, and he'll start cooking. He'll start working on what? When I first got the Lord, I didn't have a clue. And I remember about this Holy Ghost stuff. Casper was a good ghost, and them other ghosts were scary. And how could a ghost be holy? I found out. Because I kept searching and searching and searching and going and looking. And finally, there he was. And when I got him, I learned how to drink. See, I don't have to spend money anymore. It's free. Drink all I want anytime I want to. And I'll tell you what, if you want to get drunk, you can't walk past the bar. You got to go in. Don't you? Okay, well, just keep going in the bar. Now, I'm not talking about the old cheap stuff that costs you money. I'm talking about Jesus. I talked about Joel's bar. You just keep coming in, and you just keep dumping it down, and pretty soon, wow, I could have had a V8. I mean, you begin to really feel His presence. He wants us to feel Him and know that He's here. We prayed for some people just lately that He grew out their arms and legs. You know, if you got a short leg today, the Lord just grow it out just like that. And this one lady had a problem with her back from birth. It was crooked. She'd never been able to lay flat on the floor. And so she's watching us do it and says, well, how about me? I said, okay. And she laid down under the power of the Spirit. And she was just laying there and says, it feels so good. All of my life, I've never been able to lay flat without pain. She says, today, I can do it. And she was so impressed when God moved her leg. See, we hear about God doing things, and all of a sudden when it comes to roost in our place, it's real. You say, wow. You mean He loves me that much He can touch my body? Yes. Any of you and all of you. Lord, just bless them. Protect them as they go. Keep everything out of their way, Lord. No critters in the road. No birds flying into the windshield. No traffic that's going to cause them any problem, Lord. Are you just going to take them and be with them? And Lord, I just thank you that your blood's going to wash over them. And Lord, it put a new idea in their heart. Who can I think about to talk about Jesus to? And as names come into your mind this next week, you're going to begin to pray for them. It might be somebody you don't even know. But the Lord will impress you just to lift them up in prayer. Very short prayer and go on about your life. But that's what God's calling this intercession for this earth. Nothing will happen without it. We just give you the praise. And all God's children. Amen. God bless you.